Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Adorates. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins. Today, we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We're in chapter 5 with verses 1 through 4. They came to the other side of the sea, to the territory of Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, at once a man from the tombs who had an unclean spirit met him. The man had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could restrain him any longer, even with a chain. In fact, he had frequently been bound with shackles and chains, but the chains had been pulled apart by him and the shackles smashed, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the hillsides, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. We are met with the demonic every single day. You will see this in ways that it's hard to ignore, because like the tomb dweller, they will be noisy and seek unwanted attention by their inability to control their outbursts and or actions of flailing their arms and legs by motions of running or swinging them around. I see them as the ones who intentionally punch people and run away, seeking to do harm by the evil they play. To them, it's a game of what others will say as they seek the attention they didn't get as a child when they went outside and played. We know we should always be on our guard in public display, for the enemy is always lurking, seeking to destroy what we have been at personal property or worse, intentional injury that can hurt us, unless or even kill us, unless we pray. Yes, there is a weapon, so to speak, that is readily at our disposal. It's called prayer, and it comes with a personal, loving relationship with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Prayer is the answer to evil. Prayer can destroy evil's offense. Prayer is individual and rests in the arms of the righteous, sharing love, faith, and hope of mercy, always forgiving, while being readied to accept the fate of any situation by the prayer we mumble as our discussions with God, as His holy will. God will protect you. God will see you through. Find the opportunity to know life eternal, and there's nothing that will ever bother you. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. Our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. And in the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, those in leadership training this weekend here in Jacksonville, those who take on the opportunity to share with our men in blue what it means to know the love of Jesus. We pray a special prayer for Howard Richmond and Michael Olivetti. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-filled, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Mark's Gospel. We're sharing chapter 5 this morning with verses 1 through 5. It's a two-stanza poem. It's titled, Meeting Jesus Without a Chain. Seasides other they came, Gerasenes territory to blame, tomb demonic, spirit unclean, dweller remained, meeting Jesus without a chain, nobody could restrain. chains and shackles broken, smashing them as he complained. Him subdue not strength's absent token, stoning himself bruised, out crying, no one could contain. Amen. I am Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It's August 20th, 2022. Recording this morning at 6:46 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Miss you. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're closing today with some prayer requests. We're seeking individuals to work with our ministry. It's a non-denominational ministry called Kairos. It's a prison ministry that fulfills your opportunity to visit me while I'm in prison. Jesus calls us to visit him when you go to those opportunities to do what he asked. Instead of feeding the poor, do another opportunity. Go and visit someone in prison. This opportunity brings the name of Jesus to these individuals who are lost, lonely, and languished. And you have the opportunity to listen, and love. Somebody explained it last night is we listen to God first. Then we listen to those who are serving their time. And then we love God first. And we then pour all of our love from him into them by loving them second. What a beautiful opportunity to understand the love and joy of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks again for joining us today as we close with our shout out to our good friends John and Marie. God bless you too. And 7:29 in the name of Jesus. Jesus. God bless you.